Good morning all. I'm a PhD student at the University of Maryland, and in today's talk I'm going to show the results of my meta-analysis where we are looking at the biomass and nitrogen content of heritable cereal rye mixtures as compared to monocultures. We all know that cover crops are multifunctional, and it depends upon which cover crops we are sowing in the field. So suppose if we have a cereal rye, which is a non-leguminous cover crop, they generally produce a large quantity of biomass, and they are supposed to provide some of these ecosystem services, like greater nutrient scavenging, that means reduction of the nitrogen leaching loss, more suppression of weed, a better protection of soil and water. On the other hand, if you have heribates, which is a leguminous cover crop, they tend to fix a lot of nitrogen from the atmosphere, and that nitrogen can be released into the subsequent crop, which then increases the productivity of the subsequent crop. So to maximize the ecosystem services from these cover crops, we can potentially combine both these heribates as well as cereal rye, and as a result, we can provide more ecosystem services. Also, when you mix those heribates as well as cereal rye, the quality of the residue becomes more good, which can synchronize the nitrogen released with the nitrogen demand of the subsequent crop. And also, from previous research, we saw that the ecosystem services from cover crops, it depends upon the biomass and nitrogen content or the quality of the residue. With that, our main objective was to see whether these heribates and cereal rye mixtures can over yield this monoculture in terms of biomass produced and nitrogen content, and hence increase the ecosystem service provisioning. And our second question was to see how different soil type or previous crop or growing degree days can influence the productivity of mixtures as compared to monoculture. For that, we conducted a meta-analysis, and this meta-analysis composed of three main components. The first one is literature search. We did this search in two databases, Web of Science and Google Scholar. We looked for all those studies where the authors reported the biomass and nitrogen content of heribate cereal rye mixtures as well as monoculture. In total, we found 20 studies, out of which 19 were published and one is unpublished from our own lab. The second step is to collect the data from those studies. So we recorded the mean, standard deviation, and number of replication for both biomass and nitrogen content. We also recorded some of the covariates like soil type, soil pH, and management practices like how the cover crops has been planted and what is the planting time, when is the cover crop terminated, and also the growing degree days. And the final step is to do the data analysis. In this meta-analysis, we have the log response ratio as an effect size, which is simply a measure of, which is simply the ratio of mean biomass or nitrogen content of mixtures as compared to monoculture. And we perform our meta-analysis in R using a multi-level mixed effect meta-analytic model, in which the fixed effects were the effect sizes, and the random effects, we have the nested random effects. And this helps to account for all those dependencies that occurs between those multiple effect sizes coming from the same year, same study, or same site. And finally, we weighted our effect sizes using the inverse of sampling variances so that we can provide more weight to those studies with greater precision. So our 20 studies, most of them were located on the northeast or the southwest part of the U.S., with almost 7 of these studies coming from the Maryland and 3 from Michigan and North Carolina. And there's one study from Washington as well. Coming to the results, and this graph shows the overall effect of heribate cereal rye mixtures in terms of biomass produced and nitrogen accumulated. In this graph, in the x-axis, we have the percentage change in response. This vertical line is the line that passes from 0. And over here, this point represents the mean effect size, and this bar represents the 95% confidence interval. So if these points lie above 0, means on that side, that means that the mixtures produce more biomass or accumulated more nitrogen as compared to monoculture. And the numbers over here, it represents that there are 140 observations coming from 18 different studies that looked into mixtures as compared to heribates. So if you see in the first figure, which is for the biomass produced, you can see that the mean effect size as well as the 95 confidence interval that lies above 0. showing that the mixers produce more biomass as compared to both heritage as well as cereal rye. And if you go to the second graph, which is the nitrogen content, here the mean effect size and the 95% confidence interval, they intersect the vertical line, showing that the mixers accumulated the same amount of nitrogen as that by heritage, but they accumulated more nitrogen as compared to cereal rye. So from this graph, you can say that mixers over-yielded both monocultures and accumulated as much nitrogen as that by heritage, but higher than that by cereal rye, and showing a more potential of greater ecosystem provisioning by these mixers. Looking into the different effects of different covariates into the model, the first one is the soil texture. The second one we looked is the previous crop, because most of these studies are from those systems where the corn and soybean is a permanent rotation. And here we have only coarse texture soil and medium texture soil, because we didn't find a lot of studies that were conducted in fine texture soil. Over here, the green point represents the mixers as compared to heritage, and the brown represents the mixers as compared to cereal rye. And across both this soil type, like coarse texture as well as medium texture soil, the mixers as compared to heritage, like the green points, they have almost a similar response, because this confidence interval, they are overlapping with each other. So they produce more biomass and accumulated similar amount of nitrogen as compared to heritage. But when it comes to cereal rye, you can see some difference. Like over here, the mixers significantly produce more biomass and accumulated more nitrogen as compared to cereal rye. But if you come down to this in medium texture soil, you can see that mixers, there is not a significant difference in both biomass produced as well as nitrogen accumulated. So you can see that the over-yielding effect of these mixers was more pronounced in coarse texture soil than in medium texture soil. And when it comes to like previous crop, we have the corn and then the soybean. Even here we have the similar response. Like when it comes to heritage, the mixers produced more biomass, the similar amount of biomass as compared to heritage, like more, but there is not a significant difference as compared to both corn and soybean. And the result is same when it comes to nitrogen accumulated too. But when it is compared against the cereal rye, here you can see after corn, you can see that the mixers produce more biomass and accumulated more nitrogen as compared to cereal rye. But after soybean, you can see that the mixers produce as much biomass as to the cereal rye and accumulate the similar amount of nitrogen. Means you are in both like soil texture as well as previous crop, we saw that the heritage cereal rye mixers are over-yielded or perform more better when it comes to coarse texture soil and following corn harvest than soybean harvest. And one similarity in between these two systems, like coarse texture soil and following corn, is that both these scenarios seems to be like unlimited, because coarse texture soil, they have the low quality or the low ability to retain the nitrogen, so they might be unlimited. Similarly, after following corn, this corn residue can immobilize the soil nitrogen, making the system more unlimited. So you can say that the over-yielding effects of these heritage cereal rye mixers is more pronounced or more prominent in unlimited systems. And finally, we looked into the effects of growing degree days. And we all know that growing degree days is highly responsible for the productivity of crops. Suppose if you have more growing degree days, you tend to have greater productivity, like more biomass produced and the more nitrogen accumulated. And in this case, we calculated the growing degree days using a base temperature of 4 degrees Celsius. And here, this growing degree days is affected by two different scenarios. One is the climate, what kind of winter we have, like either the winter is a warm winter or a very cold winter. Suppose if you have a cold winter, your growing degree days is very low, that you have low heat units. And see, another is the management. When is the cover crop planted and when it is terminated? Suppose if you have a long cover crop growing season, like the cover crop is planted early and it is terminated late, you have a long time for the cover crop to grow, and at that time you might probably have a higher growing degree days. And these two scenarios produces a range of growing degree days which range from almost 500 to 1600. And the above two graphs shows the effect of mixers as compared to heritage, in terms of biomass and the nitrogen content. And the lower two graphs shows the effect of mixtures as compared to cereal rye. Here, the trends look quite similar in both the cases. You can see that with increasing growing degree days, the mixtures, there was a decreasing trend of biomass produced as well as nitrogen accumulated by heavy-based cereal rye mixtures as compared to heavy-based. But when it comes to cereal rye, the trend was increasing. But the dashed line over here, it shows that if you have any points above this line, it means that the mixtures are doing, or mixtures are more productive as compared to monocultures. So you can say that over a wide range of growing degree days, the mixtures are doing a good job. Or even if you have like the cold winter, or even if your growing season is small, you probably tend to grow like the heavy-based cereal rye mixtures so that you can produce more biomass and probably providing more ecosystem services. And the only concern over here, you can see here on that the mixtures, the nitrogen content on the mixtures is less as compared to heavy-based. But it doesn't necessarily say that mixtures are not doing a good job as compared to heavy-based. What we think is here, as the GDD, as the growing degree days is higher, the heavy-based in a monoculture, they also tend to grow rapidly and then produce accumulating more nitrogen into the system. So the conclusion from this slide is that the mixtures can be a good cover crop species, or it can be raised by the farmers if they want to have higher biomass produced as well as nitrogen accumulated across a wide range of GDD. And in most cases where we are growing the cover crops, it is likely that the growing degree days is small. So from this meta-analysis, we have the three main conclusions over here. The first one is heavy-based cereal rye mixtures, they consistently over-yielded both monocultures. That is, they produced more biomass and accumulated as much nitrogen or higher nitrogen than that by monocultures. And it is an indication of greater ecosystem provisioning by these heavy-based cereal rye mixtures. The second one is the over-yielding effect of mixtures is more prominent in N-limited system, that is in coarse texture soil and flowing corn harvest. And the third one is overlanding effect of heavy-based cereal rye mixtures persists, or it continues across a wide range of growing degree days. So either your growing season is small, or you have a very cold winters, the best option is to go with the heavy-based cereal rye mixtures instead of monoculture. With that, I would like to thank all those researchers whose studies has been included in this meta-analysis, who did the most of the hard work by conducting those studies and publishing them. And we also thank our funding support from the Conservation Innovation Grant from the USDA NRCS and the Northeast here. Thank you. With that, I would like to take any questions if you have. We did see the effect of seeding proportion, like how much heavy-based or cereal rye was in the mixture, and I didn't show in the earlier because of time limitation. I thought of time limitation. Like, we saw that even increasing the heavy-based sown proportion in the mixture, it doesn't have any effect on the biomass. The effect was almost similar.
That's the seeding rate, though.
Yeah, seeding proportion. No, we didn't consider on that over here.
Any other questions? Okay, let's
thank you.